Blog Talk Radio.
The4person.com. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help us, God.
Christmas time. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a real treat for you today. On the show today, I have two people who are at the exact location where that happened. Paulette and Tony, are you there? Paulette and Tony? Hello? It looks like we lost the connection. That's all right. I'm calling them right back.
Hello.
Hi, Paulette and Tony.
Hi, John.
Welcome to the Four Persons. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. Now he will talk to you.
So your shop is actually located at the Shepherd's Field, or very close to the Shepherd's Field. The location where the angels appeared to the shepherds on that first Christmas night, and we've all read about it since we were kids, and I want you to try to understand how amazing it is to actually be speaking with somebody who is in that location. So first question I wanted to ask you is how long have you and your family lived and operated your business in Bethlehem at that location?
First of all, John, hi. This is Tony, the husband of Paulette. I am very glad to have me with you at the radio show. And, we've been living in since born in Bethlehem city, and we've been in this business 35 years almost, but in that location it's about 6 years we are. It's a new location, and our business, it's like giving it like grandfather to son and son to father and to son. I got this business through my father, and now I am giving it to my son.
Wow. I want to bring on one of our other members real quick. This is one of the other members of the Four Persons, Lisa Marie Nicole. Lisa, how are you doing today?
Hey, John, how are you? Thanks for inviting me on.
How we are doing today?
Good. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Maybe you can't hear her. She is talking, but the way I had to patch it in, you might not be able to hear her. She said hello, and it's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, Paulette.
So how many generations has it gone back? Has it been passed down in your family?
In this business, you mean?
Yes.
It's from my grandfather and to my father and now to me. It's three generations.
Okay.
And now it will be to my son.
Okay.
Like four generations.
So in that four generations of time, Tony, how much has the population changed in Bethlehem in terms of the religious makeup of the population? Has it changed significantly?
Oh yeah. There is a lot of changes. Since let's say since 1948 start immigrants outside the country. I'm talking about Christians. And it happened another time, 1967. And, it happened another time. It's about three, four times, I can say, Christians, they immigrant outside the country because there is no stability in the country here. People are looking for jobs. For better life for their kids, and the population Christian, let's say in Bethlehem, it's about 15%. But if you want to talk about the whole country, it's about 2%.
Tony, that is so shocking for Christians on this side of the earth. It's just hard for us to get our mind around because we've read about the Holy Land and Bethlehem and Jerusalem since we were kids. And it's like you, we received it from our parents who received it from their parents, and it goes back and back and back. It's just, it's hard for us to even fathom that there could be anything but Christians in Bethlehem, let alone Christians being the minority. So what would you say to the outside world? What should our world understand about what life is like there in the area where Jesus lived?
You know, let me tell you something and be honest with you. You know, as a Christian, we live like other nations in the world. But sometimes the problem is our country does not have any stability, you know. But when there is a stability, it's like normal, you know. We go to business, go to church, we go outside, you know. But the thing is, we need the stability in this country. That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is that lack of stability because of there's so many different divergent views and religious beliefs and political affiliations? Is that what causes the instability?
It's not religious, to my opinion. It's not religious because as a Christian, I am talking, we live since a long time with Muslims, and also we live with Jews, and we work with them. We have business together. And I think it's all political people are moving that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not the people.
All right. So we have Tony and Paulette Rock on from the Shepherd's Field in Bethlehem. If you'd like to call in with a comment or question, you can call in at 515-602-9655. That's 515-602-9655. Lisa, I'm not sure. I don't think Tony and Paulette can hear you, but I can. So do you have a comment or question that you'd like me to pass on to them?
Well, I was just listening to what they were saying about how there's lack of Christianity there in Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking the same thing you were. I thought maybe everybody would have been Christian in that area, in that region.
Okay.
So what kind of business do they have? The business
they run. Tony, her question is about your business. So this is a good segue for you to talk about the Rock Company. What exactly you do there in Bethlehem with your company?
You know, it's our company. You know, my father, in fact, he used to make like carving woods and mother of pearl. And
oh, wow.
When I got to the business, I tried to open the shop. You know, like hiring people, not let Christian people go outside the country, to keep them in the country here. And we try to open work for them. And now I am hiring about 15 people, 15 employees are working with us, plus my family, you know, because it's a business family. And also we buy all the products, what we have in our shop from different factories. But when I say factories, don't go that far, you know. It's not like big factories. They are very small. They work in the house. And we buy from them, and we try to put them in our showroom, and we sell them to our clients, you know, to tourists.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the country, they like to buy some religious items and made in Bethlehem, you know, where Jesus was born.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I do now.
So let me direct this question to Paulette. Paulette, what is, I've heard that there's something very special and very particular about the wood that you use for a lot of the carvings and a lot of the rosaries and nativity sets. So what is it about the olive wood that makes it so special for this purpose?
you know, people, they like to buy something from the Holy Land, like the rosaries, and they would like it to be made from olive wood, made by Christian families. And they like to buy, like, nativity sets for Christmas. And we do have another religious items, like they like to buy holy families, all the saints we have, made by famous artisans, or something we have hand-carved, and we have machine, because not everybody can buy these expensive pieces, the artistic work. So we have from $1 to thousands of dollars. It depends on what, like how they make it, say hand-carved or machine, or some people, they make hand-carved and machine in the same time, not completely hand-carved.
Is this kind of wood particular to that area of the world?
Yes, it's, you know, they bring it from the mountain olive from Jerusalem. Like when the tree dies, they call the artisans or who work with wood, and they sell it to them, and they leave it for 2 years to get dry, and then they start carving it, because if they carve it and it's not dry, it will crack. Mm-hmm. So they prefer to get it dry, and then they carve it. They give you guarantee it will not crack.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blast from Jerusalem, from the mountain olive.
Now, Tony, this is the same kind of wood that was used for the Ark of the Covenant, right? It's because of its reputation is of being non-corruptible, of being very durable and long-lasting. Is that correct?
Yeah. This is very correct, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's what I had heard. I just wanted you to confirm that. Does it sometimes overwhelm the two of you to know that you live on the holiest ground? I mean, everything that we read in the Bible happened within 100 miles of you. Does it get overwhelming sometimes to kind of take it all in?
We are lucky, you know, we born in that, in the Holy Land, you know, this ground of earth. It's holy for us and blessed for us.
Do you sometimes find yourself, like when you're visiting some of the various locations, just kind of closing your eyes and envisioning what that scene was like? For instance, like you're very close to the Shepherd's Field, right? Didn't you tell me you were within a 2 minute walk of the actual Shepherd's Field?
Yes. And where I live now also, I am very close to the Church of Nativity, where Jesus was born.
Wow.
And where me and my family go and do mass at the church over there also. When you go to the Church of Nativity and you go down to the cave, you feel yourself like a goosebump. And especially when you walk in Jerusalem at the Via Dolorosa, where Jesus was walked, and the 14th station, it's really amazing, you know.
Yeah, and to know that I'm going to be doing that about 11 months from now.
Yes.
It just gives me chills. Lisa,
see that? Yeah. It's very interesting.
Lisa, let me go back to you. I can you even describe what he said? Can you imagine what it's like to go to daily, to go to weekly mass at the place where Jesus was born?
I can't. I can't even imagine. I've never been to the Holy Land, and I know you're going, and I know several people that have gone, and I can't even imagine what it's like to go to Mass where Christ was born. That must be some feeling.
Yeah.
You have to let me know.
trust me, I will. And I've never been out of my own time zone. I've lived such a sheltered life. Not only have I never been out of the country, I've never been out of my own time zone. I've only visited 15 states in my life in the United States. So I've lived this is going to be culture shock for me. But it's also going to be, it's going to be an overwhelming experience. I mean, I know people that have had, you know, almost emotional breakdowns in this kind of
trip where they just, you know, they're standing at the foot of the cross where the cross stood, and they just begin sobbing. And I just know myself that at some point or another, I'm going to break down. It's going to be beyond overwhelming. So Tony, she said she has also never been to the Holy Land, and she just, like me, she can't even imagine what it's like to be able to go there once, let alone to be able to go there weekly. I mean, you're truly blessed, and I'm so happy for you.
Yes, tell her I am encourage her to think about it and to do that trip. It's a life. It's once in a lifetime, you know.
Yeah.
I will.
Every Christian has to do it.
Just so you understand, the funny thing about what's going on here is she can hear you. You just can't hear her. So everything that you say, she's hearing. But it's not her, is not feeding back to you for some reason. But she said, yeah, she wants to go. And I've been wanting, and be honest with you, you know, from a financial standpoint, probably wasn't the best decision that I made to go now. But it's a personal thing. I need to do this. This is something that I absolutely need to do. So going back to the question that I was asking you a minute ago, do you sometimes like close your eyes and try and visualize the scene as it happened 2,000 years ago?
Sure. You know, when you go to these holy places and you can hear the history of the holy places, you know, it's really... you know, make you cry even,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not, you know, like if you go to Nazareth, also if you go up to Galilee and, you know, all these places, you know.
Yeah. Paulette, I wanted to go back to you because it's kind of funny. You and I have actually known each other for a while, but I didn't realize we have a mutual friend. You have a very good friend.
Yes, right.
And she's actually a member of our team, of the four persons team, and that's Cherry Mallorca, and she's been a member of our team for a long time. Everyone here loves her. She's just a wonderful person, and it's just a small world. But Tony, on your interview with Cherry, you said that your business relies mostly on tourism from the outside. Is that because of the diminishing Christian population in Bethlehem?
It's not that. You know, it's our product. People, they buy once, you know. They don't buy it every day. That's why we depend on tourism, and also, you know, we build up our business on tourism.
Mm-hmm. Are any of your pieces, like rosaries or other pieces, actually third-class relics? Are they actually touched to any of the holy sites or anything like that?
What do you mean? I cannot understand.
Well, like, for instance, a rosary might be touched to the in the Church of Nativity, to a place where Jesus was born or something like that.
Look, like, you know, in my shop, once a year, the father in our parish, he comes after Christmas and he blessed our shop, you know, the merchandise, the goods, all we have. And also, if some people are interested, like if they buy something, we can go to the church and we put them at the star where Jesus was born, touching the star and blessed by the priest in the church.
Wow.
So, Lisa, I just want to let you know that when Steve was on our show, he said that we are going to each be given a rosary and have the opportunity to buy additional rosaries that will be all 15 sites that we go to, including, like Tony said, the actual place where Jesus was born. And I just wanted to let you know that you are getting one of those rosaries. You can count on that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? I really appreciate that. Maybe it'll help me with my health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tony, you know, there are businesses that come around the churches here from time to time selling, things from the Holy Land. We were going to have a show with one of them, but he had to cancel because he had to take his daughter to the hospital, so we have to reschedule. But I know there's a few businesses that do this kind of thing and that do things related to tourism and all that. But are there, do you think there's any, are you aware of any people or businesses that are maybe not so ethical and kind of take advantage of unsuspecting tourists from other countries? Are you aware of anything like that?
Like what you mean to sell in churches in the United States? You're talking?
Well, I'm talking about they're in Israel, or there are some, people who kind of, take advantage of the tourists, like try to scam them or anything.
Let me tell you something. You have to be careful on that all over, when you go to any country in the world. But in our country, there is some places maybe they take advantage, but mostly are not,
Okay.
But anyway, you have to know where to go.
Okay. Question number eight, you already answered that you do always attend Mass at the Church of the Nativity. I was going to ask you if you always attend Christmas Mass at the Church of the Nativity, but you already told me you're going to every Mass at the Church of the Nativity. So that's...
Every Sunday morning we go at 11 o'clock, me and my family. And also some people, they ask us, Paulette, friends from United States, they ask her to put candle for them in the church.
You sent for John.
Oh, you already sent for John?
Yes, last week, yes.
Ah, last week you sent one, huh? Oh, she said they already sent you.
That she sent me what?
Candles.
The candles.
The lighting candles
in the church.
Oh well, yes. She did tell me she lit some candles for me at the Church of Nativity, and that was really wonderful.
Christmas Eve Mass. I've been just twice in all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Me. Once with Colette and once by myself.
Okay.
But our parish, they decide that Mass in the evening to keep it for tourists, because there is not much places. They cannot have too many people.
Do you?
And then they keep this Mass, evening Mass, only for tourists.
Okay.
But we go there day in the morning and celebrate the Christmas Mass, the local people.
Okay. Do you ever have anyone that's that you run into that's skeptical about whether Jesus was actually born on December 25th?
To my religion, sure, Jesus was born on the 25th.
I'm just saying, but do you ever have anybody challenge you on that? Do you, people that don't believe it?
Really, I don't speak with people that don't believe on that.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking, we just put together a video presentation we'd love to share with you for if you run across anybody like that proves that Jesus was born on December 25th.
I believe on that, and I don't care for the other side if they believe it or not.
Okay. For both of you, what are some of your best memories of Christmas growing up?
It's celebrating with the family, the whole family, celebrating at lunch, getting together. And also when they light the tree in the city of Bethlehem, this is, and also... they come like choirs. They do in front of the Church of Nativity. There is a square, and they do also choirs from all over the world. They come from Europe, they come from United States, and this is our memory on that, and it's very nice.
Lisa, it's giving me chills just to imagine that. Can you imagine how special that is to hear the choruses and the choirs singing Christmas carols in front of the Church of the Nativity? Can you imagine what that's like?
I would love to be a part of that.
Yeah, so many people, you know, they come, you know, at that night, you know. They stay till the morning, till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
So
that's amazing.
Time of the year, you know, our country, it's very, very cold, you know.
Okay. So when you say very cold, I heard it gets down to some like 50 degrees at night.
Yeah, 45 to 50, yes.
That's not cold. That's not cold compared to what I'm used to as cold.
Yep.
Well, let me give you an idea. Can I give you a reference?
Yes.
Last Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it was 4 degrees and 6 degrees.
Then you need two heavy coats on top.
Yeah, two heavy coats and you're still shaking.
Also, huh?
Well, I'm in Florida, so I don't experience that now.
Yeah. Very cold is a relative term, but anyway, I want you to tell our listeners different ways to buy your products, and what would be the cutoff date for them to order something and still possibly get it in time for Christmas.
You know, in time of Christmas, you know, within 10 days, from now, 10 days, they can receive it. And we have our website also, through website or through Facebook, the Messenger.
Okay, why don't you give the website address now for anyone that's listening.
It's The Rock Company Shop. .com.
That's the rockcompanyshop.com. Would you both do me the honor and the next chance that you get of praying for our apostolate? We are an official licensed charity. Would you pray for our apostolate at the Church of the Nativity the next chance that you get?
Yes, definitely. Sure, I will do that. Me and Paulette.
Oh, I'm very grateful. Now,
also I will put a candle for them.
That is so awesome.
A candle, yes.
So, next November, I'm actually coming there, and there's a couple of days in there where I have some free time. There, it looks like near the end before we return. Back to the United States, I'd really like to meet you guys, see your shop, and make a day of it. We could do lunch or something if you want. What do you both think of that?
Yeah, sure. You know, let me tell you, me and Paulette are very excited to see you, and especially in person to meet you. You know. And we are very glad to having you lunch or dinner, whatever your time available. You know, we can get together.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the restaurants of choice around there? And what is the type of food that a tourist would experience there in Bethlehem?
You know, tourists, they like our local food, oriental stuff, like shish kebab, like barbecue, you know. Mm-hmm. And also we have special food, like we say it, ma'luba. It's rice, upside down we call it that. It's rice with corn flour, and really people, tourists, they like it a lot.
I thought fish would be a big thing. Is that also fish?
Fish also, yeah. And in Bethlehem we have so many restaurants, and it's a different type of restaurants. Like you can get American food, you can get Italian, you can get French, you can get Oriental food, whatever you like. And also Chinese are very popular here.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the? I'm just curious as to what would be the kind of fish that you would typically see in the area around Bethlehem.
You know, we got the salmon, and we have very popular also the Denise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I greatly look forward to that, and that's going to be amazing. Have you known a lot of tourists that have come there?
In fact, no. Since the last, let's say, almost 2 months and a half, we don't see any tourists anymore. Are afraid to come because of the war started. People are afraid to come, and we hope it will finish very soon, and we get back to normal.
Mm. Yeah, that's really, really.
Yeah. It's our shop, you know, been closing almost for 2.5 months, zero.
Mm.
That's why, you know, we try to work online to have some income to keep our business active.
No, I'm definitely going to purchase something, and we're definitely going to encourage our listeners to do what they can.
Thank you very much for your support also.
Well, we're very grateful for what you do.
The problem is through the pandemic we closed almost 3 years. And when the pandemic finished, we opened for 9 months. We were 9 months. And after the 9 months, you know, started the war. And then we have to close again.
Mm.
Yeah. You see, this is the problem is there is no time between the pandemic and the war, you know. It was very short time.
Yeah, it just seems like everything's just...
Yeah.
Seems like everything's kind of going against you.
What are some
of your most popular items that you sell online that people tend to buy?
You know, this time of the year, it's the nativity sets, with the cave, with the musical, some of them not. And also the Jerusalem cross, it's very popular in our country. And also we have jewelry, you know, some of them, they buy jewelry, you know, for their families, all kinds, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now, going back to the cold issue, it's not unusual to see sheep out grazing in the fields around Bethlehem this time of year, even up to and including Christmas Eve. Is that correct?
Maybe around Bethlehem you can see that thing, you know, like the villages. Yeah, you can see that. But
mm-hmm.
inside the Bethlehem, it's not like it used to be. You know, Bethlehem is getting more modern, you know, unless if you go to the old city inside Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the sacred sites are still somewhat preserved, right? Like, for instance...
Yes, like the Shepherd's Field, yes. You can see one person, he's... holding a sheep, and people are taking photos with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you get to the shepherd's field, is there a good sense of where the angels appeared, which direction you might be facing in, or anything like that?
Yeah. It's very interesting. If you go down to the caves, the small caves, it's very, very interesting. Me, my shop is very close, and sometimes I go walking and visit and stay there.
Must be very calming when you're going through a stressful situation to go down there and just pray and be with that. Lisa, can you imagine every time you're having a rough day to just take a walk down to the Shepherd's Field and say a rosary? Can you imagine what that's like?
No, I can't. It's got to be an amazing feeling.
It's breathtaking. It's literally giving me chills just to think about it. I'm going to go for a walk down to where the angels visited the shepherds and all of the areas that you're at down there, Jesus walked. He walked those. How does it feel to know that you're walking on the same ground that God walked on? It must be overwhelming.
Yeah, it's like you're refreshing yourself.
It's just a constant renewal, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I want to tell you both that we are just so blessed and so honored and so appreciative that you came on, and we're going to do everything we can to spread the word out about your shop and try and get as many people, to purchase at least something to kind of help keep you guys afloat through this terrible time, through this crisis. God bless both of you, and we're so appreciative of you coming on. Is there anything that the two of you would like to add?
No, thank you very much, first of all, for having us to that show with you. And we are very happy that we can see you on November, you said.
Yes.
That we're waiting you. And thank you for also try to supporting us. This is something very, very special for us.
Yes, thank you, John. And I hope you can bring the group with you, not to go to other places.
Yeah.
Maybe take you to other shops.
Yeah, I will definitely do my best to accomplish that. That's 11 months away. So meanwhile, I'm going to concentrate on what we can do now. And then when 11 months from now comes, we'll.
But if you couldn't bring the group, you come and to visit us. We would like to see you.
Oh, you can count on it. It's that's for sure.
I think they force you to go to that shop with the group and tell them, okay, and you come alone. Understand
yeah.
me, if you couldn't bring all the group off, or if you have some of your family, of your friends, you can bring them with you in a way.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't get a lot of support from my family right now. This is going to be pretty much me coming by myself. But I'm very, very much looking forward to meeting both of you. Very, very grateful for you coming on our humble program. And very grateful that you will pray for our apostolate, the four persons. Did I explain to you what our name is about? Because we've gotten a lot of questions about that. Did I explain to you what our name is, the four persons, what that means?
Yes, the four persons, yes.
Okay.
So we'll pray for all of them, and we light the candles, and I will send you the pictures.
Oh, that's... Lisa, did you hear that? She's going to light candles for us, and she's going to send us the pictures of them lighting candles.
Yes, I really appreciate that. Yes.
Church of Nativity. And I go more than place. You know, the Church of Nativity, they are two churches close together. You know, the grotto, where the star, it's at the Roman Catholic Church down.
Uh-huh.
Beside it, to the left, there is the St. Catherine Church. Also, it's for Catholics. But the grotto, where is the star, where Jesus was born, it's under the Roman Catholic Church.
Wow.
Where the pictures I send you, the entrance of the church, this is the Roman Catholic Church.
Wow.
The Orthodox. And the Catholic Church is on the left.
Wow, that is just, it's just so overwhelming. Tony, would you honor us by ending us with a closing prayer, please?
Yes.
Would you say a closing prayer for us, please?
Yeah, in my language.
In your language or in English, either one. It's okay with me.
Yeah. I will do it in my language,
okay.
That people, maybe they are interesting,
okay.
Because always they hear in English. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will do the Hail Mary in my language.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay? Okay, first of all, it's in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, we say, Bismillah, wal Ibn, wal Ruh al-Qudus. السلام عليك يا مريم يا ممتلئة نعمة الرب معك مباركة أنت في النساء مباركة ثمرة بطنك يا يسوع يا قديسة مريم يا والدة الله صلي لأجلنا نحن الخطأ الآن وفي ساعة موتنا آمين بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد آمين God bless you brother
God bless you that was amazing. And I can't wait to see you, and both of you have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you and to all your family.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you. God bless.
And thank you for us also. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too.
Bye-bye. Bye.